Hey, what is up, everybody? Hunter Orell here, and I wanted to give some thoughts on the Moonbirds and Proof Collective acquisitions by Yuga Labs. Now, a lot of people have come out in support, and maybe even more people have come out opposing this deal, and I wanted to tell you why I think, after looking through all the details and reading between the lines, why I think Yuga Labs made a shrewd and smart business decision to acquire all assets under the Proof Collective name. Some people say that buying a distressed asset such as Moonbirds with a disgruntled collector base, as well as a founder who does not want to run the project anymore, was a bad decision. But when you do start to dive a little bit deeper, you realize that Yuga Labs acquired all of Proof Collective's treasury, which at the time could be anywhere up to $50 million, as they had raised a $50 million round led by A16Z. Now, the deal terms aren't fully out, but we do know for a fact that it was an all-stock deal, which means that no cash changed hands. And this also allowed for KRO, Kevin Rose, the founder of Proof Collective, to walk away from his project. However, it was noted that he would be an advisor, whatever that means, to Yuga Labs, but I don't expect for that position to have any pull or really any impact on where the direction is going. Only some onboarding and helping transition over to Yuga Labs. Now, on top of the cash, it does also add a new collector base into Yuga's ecosystem. The collections that were under the Proof Collective name include Proof, Moonbirds, Mythics, Oddities, and Grails. Now, I took the time to look through Dune Analytics and write my own script to figure out how many actual unique wallets were added to the Yuga ecosystem. And after some time, it turns out that there are about 3,500 to 4,100 new wallets that are added, which actually does not make a huge significant increase to what Yuga's ecosystem already is. But the collector base that we do know owning the assets under Proof is a high-end collector base with deeper pockets. Now, while the reputation of Moonbirds was not the greatest going into this deal, it did not help Yuga's position, where their floor price has been trending down across all collections. Holders of Bored Apes were left scratching their heads, wondering why their attention was acquiring other projects instead of focusing on what they already had. Now, I do think there's a lot to say. While a lot of people have been talking about this acquisition and kind of screaming and yelling, I don't think we'd be having this conversation, nor would I be making this video, if the floor of Yuga assets were trending up. I think everybody would be in support. That's also added by if the floor of Moonbirds was trending up, or that the holders were happy, we would also see a very different reaction. Now, while the public-facing optics of this are not great, I think that the inside details to this do make this a positive for Yuga Labs. Now, it's been speculated what the stock deal looked like. Some are saying that it's a $50 million diluted stock deal. Some are saying all the way up to $250 million, which I don't think is the case. However, if you do look for aligning factors to why this deal does make sense, A16Z is probably the first place to start. When we started looking into how much this valuation would be, a common thread popped up, which was A16Z. A16Z led the $50 million Proof Collective round, and they also led the $450 million Yuga Labs round. A16Z probably looked at the distressed asset of Proof Collective and figured out that they could move cash into Yuga and get equity out. This also means that they were able to take the team that had been established at Proof, which was top tier, and also move that into Yuga Labs. And since they were acquiring all assets under Proof Collective, that money that was sitting in the bank accounts of Proof also moved to Yuga, essentially allowing them to do an all-stock deal while getting cash, which, if you look between the lines, is technically just raising a round, but publicly writing it off as a stock deal. Now, the announcement and finer details are not the only controversy that surround this deal. Insider trading was pretty obviously done if you look at any trading chart of the collection. Days before any announcement was made, huge sweeps and fresh wallets were buying up assets and essentially just front-running the news. It's pretty obvious that Yuga has an issue with information leaking within their organization, where we've seen every announcement they've made basically be front-run. I think at the end of the day, if you're being a smart investor and understanding what Yuga's true vision is, this deal is helping them get more cash in, as well as add to their ecosystem and add in more users into their ecosystem. However, I think a lot of the blowback that they got as a company could easily be resolved as having more transparency, as well as increasing their communications. In a traditional publicly traded company, obviously there are quarterly earnings reports where companies are very transparent. And with any publicly acquired company, there's usually some sort of detailed proposal, as well as deal flow of how the deal originated, the steps that were taken, and why the company is acquiring another company. In a private deal, these details are usually not shared. However, Web3 is in a unique position where we are moving away from old standards and we are in a new economy and a new ecosystem where it does have some sort of expectations when companies are doing things or making acquisitions or selling or making different moves as a company. It's almost like this hybrid equity owner investor relation where holders do feel entitled. Companies aren't technically at the responsibility to disclose all this information. However, like I said, it is a unique ecosystem and it is very new, and a lot of holders just want transparency. But with everything said, at the end of the day, I do think that Yuga has done this for the right reasons. And I do think that Yuga would not make an acquisition like this if it was retracting from their ultimate goals, nor adding to their runway. And ultimately, time will tell if this was a good acquisition. We are expecting announcements from Yuga over the next 2 weeks. And I do think that all holders of the ecosystem at some point will find themselves happier than they are today. This could mark the bottom of the sentiment for the ecosystem, and I do hope that they do start communicating a little bit more for holders' benefit. But that's pretty much all I have to say on the topic, and I hope that we start getting some more news around other deeds and other side. If you did enjoy watching this video, click subscribe below. It does help me, and we'll see you for the next one. Peace.